land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network on this Tuesday, November 21st, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We are so excited. Joining us on the line is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck and Randy.
One of the things I've been talking about this first hour is the state of the Michigan Republican Party. Now, you, like me, we're not part of any party. I'm not part of the Republicans. I'm not part of the Democrats. I'm not a precinct delegate. I'm not involved in county conventions. I'm not involved in any of that. And I believe you're the same. You're not part of either party as well.
Correct.
One of the things, though, that's happening, and I don't know if you've been following this or hearing about it, but the establishment donor class, the Betsy DeVos folks and Jace Bulger, the former speaker who works as her political advisor, and all of the family members, the DeVos family, and a lot of the other very wealthy establishment, quote-unquote, donor class that you must have in order to get their money to get good candidates elected as Republicans. They're going to kick out Christina Caramo, I believe, because, number one, she's a woman, number two, because she's black, and number three, because she's a Christian. They are kicking her out at the state committee meeting on Saturday, December 2nd, while I'm teaching at Jay's Sporting Goods, Robert's Rules of Order, and the Michigan State Constitution. They're going to be holding their state committee meeting. Somebody's going to make the motion. It will be supported, seconded. There'll be discussion, and there'll be a vote by the state committee members to take a vote of no confidence on her, vote her out, and replace her with former Congressman Pete Hoekstra. I'd like to get your thoughts on that process. If you've been following it at all, are you up to date on it? What's your opinion of it?
You know, it's a really interesting topic, and I have been following it a little bit. I have met Christina. I think she's been here in the restaurant once or twice while she was campaigning for Secretary of State. Other than that, I don't really know her. Mm-hmm. I do know plenty of delegates on either side of this issue, so it's been kind of interesting to watch sort of both points of view. My personal opinion is there's too much corporate money in politics to begin with, whether at the state level or the federal level, right? To me, this is playing out in the Republican Party in Michigan right now. There's a real power struggle, kind of the old guard versus, I guess, the new guard, if you will, in Christina. I do know that there have been a lot of shenanigans at a lot of these, and that's the best way I can put it, mm-hmm. at a lot of these conventions and a lot of these meetings, you know, kind of making the Republicans look like a clown show. In my personal opinion, they're not real organized. The messaging is awful. You know, when somebody like me stands up and makes comments about some of the legislation, and I get somehow seem to get more attention, not that that's what I'm looking for,
right,
than some of these politicians that are out there actually working on this legislation. And my whole thing is, you just got to bring it back down to earth. We've got to bring it to logic again, simple things. And I think that, you know, I was at a Liberty meeting that we had here in the restaurant last night, and one of the big topics of conversation was just how much more well-organized the Democratic side of the aisle is compared to the Republican side.
Absolutely.
And I think that is part of the other thing that we're seeing play out right now, again, with this power struggle. And I will say, this is how the process works.
Yep. Absolutely. Great place for a break. He's Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig. I'm Chuck or Randy Bishop. We're your defending fathers.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. On with us now is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Ian, I wanted to get a couple of comments from you real quick. One text message came in. I absolutely agree with Ian 100%. Is he getting this information out on his podcast?
That's a great question. No, we haven't actually been talking about too much state politics as of yet. As the campaign season starts to get warmed up a little bit more, we are going to be discussing more of that. Hopefully, we'll have a couple of these candidates on. We did have Dr. Sherry O'Donnell in here the other day, who's running for the U.S. Senate seat as well.
Yep.
So we do plan to be talking about some of these things a little bit more, but it's been so crazy to watch. You almost, Randy, can't keep up with some of these things that are coming down the pipeline. So some of this, you know, we hear about a meeting where, you know, Republicans are physically at each other. You know, somebody got kicked in the groin at one of these things.
Yeah.
Like, this is the stuff that kind of has to stop. The adults in the room need to stand up and say, listen, we're on the same team. And if you're not on this team, then by all means, go start your own team. And that may be what is going to happen nationwide and maybe in Michigan, too. You know, I do, as a libertarian, I am seeing more and more people starting to identify with more of the libertarian principles, which the easiest way to say it is just smaller government, limited government, right? That's the biggest way that we can beat back so many of these things that are taking over our lives, is to limit government's role in our life, period.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the energy behind Joe Manchin, who announced that he's not running for re-election for the U.S. Senate from West Virginia, and says he's going to travel around the country to see if there's any energy out there for some common sense, you know, party politicking going on. I think he's either going to run as an independent, or I think he's going to run as a U.S. Constitution taxpayer party, a libertarian party. I think he's actually going to run for president next year to try to muck things up even more than they're going to be with, of course, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. running as an independent. I mean, there's just total chaos at every level.
And I will say this. I believe that our founding fathers never intended to have a bipolar system that we have now. I firmly believe that they intended to have multiple parties, and we know this as a fact, looking back at history, that there were more than just two parties. But what those parties had to do was they had to come together and create a coalition. That's the problem. We'll go overseas and we'll go to a place like Iraq or Afghanistan and tell these people, you need to come together and create a coalition government. We can't even do it in our own state or in our own country. This is what people need to get back to, is finding ideals that we have in common. Not so much the stuff that we don't, but the things that we do have in common, and go after those common goals. That is what we need to return to.
Absolutely. Well, and the other component to it, like you say, you know, we're going to come in and nation build. And, you know, we're going to provide you with a constitution and a right to vote and a way to vote and implement, you know, form of government that represents or looks a lot like ours in the United States. And I'm going, you can do that in a third world country, but you can't fix your own party politics in your own United States of America. Something's wrong with that system.
Yeah. And well, really what it is it's atrophy. Through the years, when you go into a foreign country and you more or less have a clean slate and say, well, here you go. Here's basically a duplication of our constitution. What's happened in our country is we've whittled it down to the two-party system that really doesn't care about the little guy, doesn't care about me, doesn't care about you. They care about their corporate interests and what's pushing behind their entire narrative that they go out and sell to us. That's really what they do. And I'm tired of that. I would like a politician to go out and say, tell me what you want, not what I stand for, and you can come along with me if you agree, and if you don't, go by the wayside. No, I want politicians to open their ears and say, I'm willing to listen to what the people want. This is what I believe, but I am willing to change my point of view on something because my constituents believe this. How hard is that?
Right, exactly, Exactly. Well, when you equate it to businesses, where you obviously running the Iron Pig there in Gaylord and other restaurant owners around the state of Michigan, you guys have been fighting with our very own state government, both the governor, the attorney general, and now the health department and all the things going on there. You have cases pending. Things are happening. But this is a perfect example of how even some restaurants have caved in and not stood unified with you and what you were doing at the Iron Pig. And it's amazing to me. They're talking about it again. I don't know if you notice these commercials, but Travis Kelce, the guy, the tight end from the Kansas City Chiefs who's dating Taylor Swift, he is being paid millions of dollars to put two Band-Aids on his arm and smile into the camera. You can get your COVID vaccine the same time you get your flu vaccine. And it's like, wait a minute. Restaurants are going to shut down again? We're hearing all kinds of rumors that, oh, yeah, we're going to have a bigger, another pandemic coming again right before an election year, and that they're going to be overstepping their boundaries and violating your rights and other restaurant owners and bars. They're going to put us under another lockdown. And I don't know how we can possibly stop this, Ian.
Well, I'll tell you the easiest way to stop it is to simply not comply. And the campaign, the propaganda that was run, and obviously, as you stated, is still being run to force people into a certain narrative. That's what they want. They don't want you to question. They want you to comply. This was the entire reason we fought the health department. We're almost coming up on a 3-year anniversary of that. Unfortunately, not enough restaurant owners did. More than just myself did. There were dozens around the state that actually did. I just happened to be the most obnoxious and annoying about it and wasn't scared of the government. I'm still not scared. In fact, I think even less of them now, watching and seeing what they've done to me, what they've done to Marlena, what they've done to so many other restaurateurs, just restaurants. Forget about all the other businesses, just what they've done to us restaurateurs. It's completely ridiculous.
Well, in the other component to this, where do people and where have people, going all the way back to the revolution of our country, where do they meet? Bars, yeah. Restaurants, taverns, the Sons of Liberty in Boston. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Outside of going to church, where you can organize and talk and have discussions, it's always done in a bar restaurant. I don't care what part of history, every single aspect of our history, any type of revolt, revolution, movement, politicians getting behind people, we've always met at bars and restaurants. And we're heading into another very important election next year. And I'm hearing rumors they're getting ready to do it to us again.
Yeah, I've heard those same rumors. I simply just refuse to believe any of it anymore, and I simply will refuse to comply. Even though at this present time, I am still somewhat under a court order. If they were to issue emergency health orders via the health department as it stands right now, yep, I could be in violation of a court order from 3 years ago. But, you know, we're litigating our way through that. But what's interesting is 3 years later on, we're still seeing some of the same people carrying the same water for the same people that put us in that situation 3 years ago, 3+ years ago. Yeah. And those are the ones that I take issue with. You folks haven't opened your eyes yet. You haven't accepted new information yet. I feel bad for you. I genuinely feel bad for you.
Yeah, I got a text message from Patriot Jim downstate listening this morning. Compliance leads to slavery. Defiance leads to freedom.
100%. Well said.
Absolutely. You know, and the other aspect of this is we're not going to comply. We're not going to do it. As a matter of fact, I've made a spreadsheet, and I have a list. If any business in our listening area puts up those stupid signs from 2020 regarding masks, regarding social distancing, any of that, and going to buy into this crap once they launch it, I'm hearing it's going to happen after January, probably right during the Super Bowl is the information I've been told is when Whitmer and the health department Hertel is going to start this up again, is I'm going to keep a list and I'm going to let everybody know not to go to those businesses. If they put up those signs and they're going to enforce these health department rules on us, shut them down. Don't spend your money at those businesses, because we have got to stand up and fight for our rights, Ian, because if we don't, they're going to take them away again.
That's right. You know, and the other thing real quick is constitutional counties are a big deal. And unfortunately, our county just recently turned down a constitutional county resolution.
Yep.
6-3. And, you know, these are the kind of the things that we need to reiterate to our elected officials, is that we do have a document to go by. This is what the Iron Pig has won on. It's what the Supreme Court of Michigan has ruled on. And we need to make sure that those people that are in elected positions know who they, I should say, what they are beholden to, which is the Constitution.
Those six county commissioners will be primary challenged next year, and we, the people, will know who they are, and we are going to vote them out. That was a absolute line in the sand.
It was an interesting vote, and I know all of the commissioners, but most of them that voted against it are actually Republicans, but they were swayed by some audience members that framed it in a much different way. So there's some things to overcome there, but again, it's the basics of what's in the Michigan Constitution and the Constitution of the United States.
Absolutely. And for them to hang their hat on the fact that Ken Borton, back when he was chair before becoming the state representative, and Ken Glasser and all those folks voted for our Second Amendment sanctuary resolution, had nothing to do with this constitutional county resolution. It's passing all over the state of Michigan. And those rhinos, I'm sorry, they're not real Republicans. They're Republicans in name only. They're going to be voted out of office next year. Just putting it out there, constructive notice, we're recruiting against those six. Sorry, guys, you had your chance and you blew it.
Right. And this is how our system is designed to work, right? Green Township did a masterful job of it this last election.
Yes, they did. Voted all those people out, took control of their township board back. One thing I did want to get in real quick. We're heading into Thanksgiving. You guys going to be open on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, we will be open, I think, like 11 to 8. This week we are running our famous Price Slide gift card sale. So right now we've got a $30 Iron Pig gift card that will slide on the Price Slide as low as $19. We do this every single year. It's our biggest gift card sale of the year. You can get your gift cards for almost 40% off. You can go to ironpigsmoke.com. We're going to be updating that. I think they're actually down to $25 already. So a $30 gift card is already down to $25, and it just went on sale at 8 o'clock this morning.
Excellent. Good timing to get that out there because, man, gift cards are the easiest and best gift to give the people. You buy it, like you say, for a discounted price, but more importantly, they can actually come and taste your brisket and all the ribs and great things you guys have there. And I know people just like, thank you so much for giving me a gift card. It makes it so simple for people.
It does. And there's a couple other things we're doing on the Price Slide. Our barbecue sauce, you know, a dollar from every bottle of our barbecue sauce goes to our offensive legal fund. And we also have a new T-shirt design celebrating 3 years of fighting tyranny here at the Iron Pig. So go check those out.
Yeah, and give them the website again.
IronPigSmoke.com. We're going to be updating that here just in the next 20 minutes because that price just keeps sliding and sliding.
Beautiful. Greatly appreciate it. Good job, brother. We appreciate you so much as a sponsor.
Hey, thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.